This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
So welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you all tuning in on this Saturday. So let's get started. First of all, if you want to engage with the program, it's pretty easy. All you have to do is send me a text message on your message app, whatever app you use. The number is 33103, 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can TMA, tell me anything, or AMA, ask me anything. And just remember, I read text messages all the time. So even if your affiliate carries the program or airs it later, or you're listening on the podcast, and there's some point that I make that you want to comment on, go ahead and send me a text message because I'm reading them all the time. And while you're at it, be sure and follow me on Twitter, on X, formerly Twitter. And that name on X, formerly Twitter, is at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So let's get started. So we had the debate last week, and I do want to swerve in and out of the debate a little bit, but mostly I want to talk about broadly some of the topics that were brought up, and kind of give you some real-world examples of what's going on, which Kamala Harris really kind of failed to address, and then for which Donald Trump kind of took Kamala Harris's bait. And, I mean, as I told my weekday audience, she was acting like a fantastic fly fisherman. Now, I don't know how many of you ever fly fished, but, you know, you put that fly on the end, and you cast it, and you're looking for that pool of water right where there's a little bit of stillness, and you let that fly land right on top of the water, and that brown trout will come up and just snap that fly, and you hook that trout, and man, that you start reeling that trout in, and it's flopping and flipping around, and it's a beautiful thing, a rainbow trout, a brown trout, whatever it might be, and then you know, of course, catch and release, you let it go. Well, that's what Kamala Harris was doing. She was throwing out the bait, and Donald Trump was like that trout, and Trump just jumped up and grabbed it every single time. It drove me nuts. As I watched the debate, I was irritated at everybody. I was irritated at both ABC moderators. I was irritated at Trump. I was irritated at Kamala Harris. And then I was irritated at myself because I knew I had to watch it, because I knew I had to get up Wednesday morning, which was a pretty tough day for me because it was both the day after the debate and September 11th, so I needed to cover all of those things during that one program. And I was irritated at myself because it was like, if I didn't have to watch it for work, I would have done what my wife did. And that was probably about two-thirds of the way. She just announced, I'm going to go upstairs, watch TV, and go to bed. I was like, I want to go too. Let me go. Let me out of here. But there were so many issues in that debate that were not addressed or for which Trump was angry. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand why Trump was angry. There's a lot of stuff wrong in the country right now. And if I were dealing with Kamala Harris and she was doing the dance and the, you know, bouncing around and never answering anything, yeah, I would be mad too. I would be very mad about it because, well, you know what? You were there to debate. You were there to actually have a conversation about what's going on in the country, what's working, what's not working, compare and contrast your policies, do all of that. And instead, there was no seriousness, just absolutely no seriousness. So I understand his anger. In fact, he went to Tucson. It would have been Thursday, I think. He went to Tucson, and he announced, people say that I looked angry and that I seemed angry. And he said, and I was angry. And I'm angry because there's all these things going on in the country, and they won't deal with it, and they won't admit that they've created many of these problems, or they won't even give you, which you deserve, a suggestion of how they're going to deal with the problems. So I just found the whole thing very frustrating. So what I want to do today is I want to walk through some of the issues and kind of give you a broad overview of why these issues are important. And let's start with a small one. Although for this particular town, it's probably not a small issue. There's a community in Pennsylvania, a swing state. And in fact, if you look at the Electoral College map, if Trump wins Pennsylvania, he probably locks up the Electoral College. He gets in excess of 270 electoral votes, and he wins. So the fact that this story comes out of Pennsylvania is an indicator that if this election is focused on the issues and the policies, then Trump should win. This whole idea of Kamala Harris trying to claim that there's a new way forward kind of implies that the old way is not working, or that she's not even a part of the old way when she's been an inherent part of the old way. Well, anyway, back to Pennsylvania. So this small community, I'll give you a name in a second. I'll tell you now, it's Green Township, in case you happen to be familiar with Pennsylvania. They are now starting to express concern over reports that up to 1,000 illegal aliens are going to move into a former Civil War era orphanage. Located in the town of Scotland near the historic Gettysburg battlefield, an Indiana-based disaster response organization, an NGO, is looking at this building, recently used as a summer camp to provide shelter for refugee families. Now, I don't know who these refugee families are. I don't know whether they're from Ukraine. Are they from, you know, some other crap hole country in the world? I don't know. But it's for refugee families. But in an August letter responding to the proposal, Green Township Zoning Officer Daniel Bachman noted that the building's most recent use falls within the B1 or what's called low-density residential code. That would not accommodate a higher density shelter. The zoning denial, however, can be appealed. USA Upstar, that's the NGO, described itself as a service-disabled veteran-owned business. It was established back in 2009. Now, it says that it can provide disaster and warfighter support. Additionally, the organization's website says it provides a whole range of services, including the construction of base camps. Among the other structures and equipment they provide are called shelters. Now, a bunch of lawmakers in Pennsylvania that represent the area, they're trying to move to block these efforts to turn that Civil War era orphanage into a shelter for illegal aliens. State Senator Doug Mastriano, he says the location's proximity to the Letterkenny Army Depot actually makes it also a national security sensitive site. Meanwhile, Representative John Joyce, a Republican from Georgia, has drafted an amendment to the Department of Health and Human Services Appropriations Bill to block federal funds from supporting unaccompanied minor migrant housing at privately owned facilities in the county. Now, whether he can accomplish that or not, I don't know. But let's stop and think about this for a moment. So you have a Civil War era orphanage near Gettysburg. If you've never been to Gettysburg, I highly encourage you to go. That they want to turn into essentially a migrant shelter. Now, what's going to happen? Where's the infrastructure? Where's the food and the shelter? And more importantly, where are the jobs? How are they going to support this? Well, the sad fact is, this little township is not going to support it. So this turns out to be another example, in my opinion, of we're going to bring all these people in. We're still allowing all of these people to come in, including the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, a horribly violent gang, worse than MS-13. So all these people are coming in, and they're going to places like, now I'm not going to joke about cats and dogs, but they're going to Springfield, Ohio. Now they're going to this little town in Pennsylvania that cannot support it. They don't have the infrastructure, the jobs, the economy, or anything. So how do these people live? Off government, taxpayer-funded money. And that's the kind of issue that I think will drive this election. If the economy and immigration flip back and forth between being the number one and number two issues, then focus on this. If you focus on this type of thing, this is how you win. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. On your podcast app, be sure and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown, and that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Right.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I certainly appreciate all of you tuning in. Be sure and follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. And don't forget to send me text messages. The number is 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. I read them all the time. So we're talking in general about the issues that came up during the debate last Tuesday, but for which nobody really gave any good answers. And I do mean that as a criticism of Trump, because while Trump did indeed try to focus on the issues, he got too drawn in by all of the character assassinations, no pun intended here with Trump, but the character assassinations by Kamala Harris, who was kind of, you know, swimming around all of the issues and never really answering the issues. So he had two problems. Trump had to respond to the personal attacks, and then at the same time, in a two-minute period, try to address those particular issues. And so it really became, as many people have said, it became three against one. And I don't think there's any question about that. In fact, later in the program, I'm going to play you a little soundbite from somebody that took a transcript of the debate and ran it through an AI program, ChatGPT, and it spit out results that showed that, oh, yeah, there was bias in the questioning. Well, duh, we don't need AI to know that, do we? Do you remember the point in the debate where Trump talked about, you know, crime is out of control? And that was a point where David Muir said he was trying to fact check Donald Trump in real time and said, Mr. President, the FBI crime statistics show that there has really been no increase in crime. Well, Trump's been vindicated because new Department of Justice statistics show that there is a spike in violent crime and has been under the Biden-Harris regime. Now, the other thing that was, I think Trump could have pointed out, was that the FBI, and in fact, many states, failed to report crimes. In fact, right here in Colorado, where I'm sitting every weekend when I do this program, there are a couple of communities that do not report regularly their crime information to the FBI. So even from Colorado, there are small towns, counties that don't report crime. So whatever the stupid FBI crime stats are, they're not really that accurate. But newly released crime stats show that violent crime, including aggravated assaults, robberies, rapes, have all increased under the Biden and Harris administration. So during that debate, when Trump said that crime is through the roof since he left office, driven in part by what he called migrant crime, David Muir interjected and said the FBI says overall violent crime is coming down. But guess what? Not true. So let's walk through a few of the numbers. In 2020, Trump's last full year in office, 1,569,390. 1.5 million violent crimes, excluding just simple assaults, were recorded by the FBI. That figure had risen to 2.4 million by 2023. Simple assaults that were not included in the earlier number were also up from 2.9 million to 3.9 million. So both violent crimes and simple assaults between 2020 and 2023 have skyrocketed. I don't think I needed to tell you that. You intuitively know that crime is up. You watch your local news. You hear the news stories, and I know if it bleeds, it leads. And local news stations, you know, often that's the big story. That's in the A block. Oh, we got to talk about because we got some grisly scene, and they always lead with, you know, we're about to show you something graphic. You may want to get the kids out of the room, which interprets as, hey, you really do want to watch this. But let's drill down into this a little bit. Rapes, sexual assaults in particular, they're up from about 319,000 back in 2020 to 481,000 in 2023. Robberies, which is also, I think, a sign of the economy. Robberies are up from almost 500,000, 437,000. They have increased to 731,000. And what we call stranger violence, you know, just random attacks on people, robberies, assaults, rapes, those are up from 1.9 million to an astonishing 3.2 million. Now, I know people can argue that crime could have been lower than usual in 2020 because, if you remember, 2020, we had the COVID restrictions that kind of limited people's movements, some places more so than other places. But every single non-domestic violent crime type listed in the DOJ's report is also up compared to 2019, which was before the pandemic. So here comes Kamala Harris, touting herself as a law enforcement candidate. I'm a former prosecutor. I'm a former attorney general. To which I say, you know, well, BFD, tell me how that translates into your policies. So she just cites her background as a Democrat district attorney, a state attorney general, but Trump argues that she is the original Marxist district attorney. Those were his words, which I kind of chuckled at the time because, as I've explained to you many times, we have actual language, words, phrases. We have things that she has written that come straight from Marxist Communist Manifesto. She was raised, as Trump pointed out during the debate, by a Marxist professor of economics. That's not what we called him. That's what he called. That's what Stanford University called him. A Marxist economics professor. Good grief. So anyway, she oversees all the soft on crime policies in California, lobbying for cashless bail, defunding immigration and customs enforcement, doing all that as a U.S. senator. So the bottom line is this. Kamala Harris refuses to address the crime issue. I think you, as a representation of the American public, know that crime is up. And when Donald Trump gets fact-checked by David Muir of ABC World News Tonight and says that's not what the FBI crime stats say, well, when we actually look at the crime stats, guess what? They are up. And they are up very, very significantly. If Trump and anybody running on a conservative / Republican ticket points that out, they will win. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. Be right back.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, 10%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses spread, and toasted nutmeg, with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mash, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. And I'm glad that you are. I really do appreciate it. So if you've just kind of fallen into the program and this is your first time listening and you want to find an affiliate, you can find one of our 350 plus affiliates around the country by going to this website. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. All you have to do is pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find a list of all the affiliates, when they air the program, when they re-air the program, and you'll find an interactive map on that website. So you can just look on the map and see where the affiliates are. So we're talking about the issues that weren't addressed, at least I don't think adequately addressed, at the debate this past week. And looking at where we are with those issues today. So I don't think it was post-debate. I think the day of the debate, the Biden-Harris government's attorney general, Merrick Garland, who really does have a chip on his shoulder. Now, a little history. Merrick Garland was up to be nominated as a United States Supreme Court justice, associate justice, in the waning days of the last year of the Obama administration, before Trump beat Hillary Clinton. And the U.S. Senate held that, as they have a right to do, held off on that appointment, and so that nomination died when Trump became the became the president. And I think Merrick Garland has always had a chip on his shoulder about that. And I mean, I don't blame him. I'm just pointing it out that this kind of goes into the whole makeup of his personality, that I was so close to being an associate justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, and those damn Republicans kept me from getting it. So his consolation prize was to become the attorney general under Joe Biden. Well, he's out with this press conference about insisting that the Department of Justice is impartial and free from partisanship, despite what I would consider to be mounting evidence to the contrary. So in a speech to the employees at the Department of Justice, which he knew would be picked up and carried by the networks, he insisted and claimed that the Department of Justice would never be used as a, quote, political weapon. He said, "Our norms are a promise that we will fiercely protect the independence of this department from political interference in our criminal investigations. Our norms are a promise that we will not allow this department to be used as a political weapon. Our norms are a promise that we will not allow this nation to become a country where law enforcement is treated as an apparatus of politics." That's kind of interesting. The Department of Justice, under Garland's leadership, is facing numerous allegations of bias and interference. Early in Joe Biden's term, the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, in a report, now let me pause, here's a footnote. The Inspector General is an independent, say, auditor, an independent ombudsman that is appointed by the President with the advice and consent of the Senate that operates independently. For example, when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I had an Inspector General that operated independently of me and the Secretary of Homeland Security. And that Inspector General, we call them IGs, the IG's role, their job, is to kind of oversee the department. Are they following their own rules and regulations? Are their policies effective? Are they doing the right thing? And they have carte blanche to review any policy, any program. They can look at the finances, how money is spent. They can do all of those things. And actually, I never had a problem with my IG. He may have submitted a report that I disagreed with, but he always gave me, as they always do, the opportunities to submit a rebuttal. But oftentimes, he and I could just sit down, and he'd say, "Look, we think this is wrong." And I'd say, "Well, I think it's right," or vice versa, and we would go back and forth about it. And sometimes he would persuade me, sometimes I would persuade him. But he was always independent in that he could always submit his own independent report, regardless of what I thought. So that's the Inspector General. So the Department of Justice has an IG. His name is Michael Horowitz. A couple of years ago, he found that the Department of Justice had compromised public trust. In the report that he submitted, he criticized the Department of Justice for its political bias and for allowing employees to evade accountability by leaving the department before investigations concluded. It was a rebuke. It was a huge rebuke. And it followed criticism over the Department of Justice's handling of the stupid Russia collusion hoax and Garland's directive for the FBI to investigate parents that were protesting school policies. Think about that. You go to a school board meeting because you don't think the school board's doing the right thing, or you don't like a policy, you think some teachers should be fired, right? Whatever the issue is. And maybe you're getting heated, and maybe you're kind of like me, and you get kind of riled up about something. Oh, we should investigate you because you might be a domestic terrorist. Well, that's what the Inspector General pointed out, that doing that type of thing destroys the public's trust in the Department of Justice. And this is a couple of years ago. And now the Attorney General is facing scrutiny for the differing handling of classified documents between Trump and Biden. Remember, Trump was prosecuted and charged with 37 counts. And Biden, for doing exactly the same thing, avoided charges because, well, he's an old man and he's got memory issues. Do you think you and I get off for something like that? Do you think if I claim that I, you know what, let's take Hunter Biden, tax evasion. What if I claim that I was just kind of old and I didn't have very good memory, or, you know, maybe I drink too much Diet Coke and I'm too caffeinated and I can't function very well. So I cheated on my taxes. You think that's going to fly? Of course not. But it seemed to fly with Hunter Biden until just recently, when he decided that he ought to plead guilty. And then you have the actual investigation into Hunter Biden. An IRS whistleblower alleges that the Department of Justice prosecutors offered Hunter Biden preferential treatment, curtailing investigative efforts. Other officials have corroborated those claims. And then you had multiple FBI whistleblowers across the Bureau accusing their own department of politicizing investigations and retaliating against internal dissenters. This administration, you know, I often talk about legitimacy, because part of the ability to function as a government that is based on self-representation, self-governance, where we are a representative republic, where we elect people to represent us, is that we put our trust in our institutions to do the fair thing and the right thing, to be objective, to be neutral, to enforce the law equally. Does anybody believe that? I mean, it's not a rhetorical question. Do you believe that? Because I have serious doubts about it. When you have a sitting president that's charged with the same thing as a former president, and the sitting president, the commander-in-chief, they decide not to prosecute him because he's old and frail and can't remember stuff. Wait a minute. Either that means you should not be the president and you should resign, or they shouldn't invoke the 25th Amendment and you ought to be removed from office, or if the other part is true, and you really are the commander-in-chief, and you're able to do the functions and the duties of the president, then you ought to be prosecuted. Then when it comes to Donald Trump, they prosecute him regardless. There is no fairness. There is no legitimacy. We're on this road of destruction internally, and many members of the Biden administration are themselves doing it. And I think it's disastrous. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, you can text any question or comment about anything I'm talking about anytime. The number on your message app is 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. I read them all. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
$9.99. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So we've been talking generally this hour about the issues that were brought up at the debate, but for which nobody really gave any answers. There was one point during the debate where Trump said that Kamala Harris, quote, wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens that are in prison. Now, all of the liberal commentators that, you know, all the talking heads after the debate tried to dismiss that as some sort of ridiculous, I don't know, what, Trump just made it up out of thin air? Well, guess what? It's demonstrably true. And yet, nobody called her out on that. It was fascinating me to watch that in real time. She has bragged about securing access to transgender drug therapies and surgeries for criminals, so it's going to be at taxpayer expense. And she did that as California's attorney general when she ran for president back in 2020 and then dropped out because she couldn't get any traction whatsoever. So Trump brings that up and says that, you know, this is what she said. And there was specific evidence that she did that, which you'll hear in just a second. Also back in 2019, not only did she say it, but Kamala Harris filled out a questionnaire for the American Civil Liberties Union asking if she would implement those far-left policies. When it got to the question of taxpayer-funded transgenderism for criminals and illegal aliens in custody, she confirmed that she indeed would use executive authority to ensure that transgender and non-binary people who rely on the state for medical care, including those in prison or in an immigration detention facility, would have access to comprehensive treatment associated with gender transition, including all necessary surgical care. She also committed in that same questionnaire and in the same interview that she would impose sweeping cuts to ICE. If you recall, in the debate, she talked about that stupid comprehensive immigration bill that they claimed that, you know, Trump tried to kill, and that it was supported by a very conservative senator from Oklahoma, James Lankford. Well, it was. It was supported by him. But a majority of the House and the Senate objected to it. Do you know why? Because it still allowed hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of illegal aliens to continue to come into this country. And we know now, just from observation, data, news reports, that American taxpayers are primarily supporting them. She wanted to take it one step further.
When I was Attorney General, I learned that the California Department of Corrections, which was a client of mine, I didn't get to choose my clients.
Right, a client of the Attorney General.
A client of the Attorney General, right. Of the Office of Attorney General, that they were standing in the way of surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. And there was a specific case. And when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. So it wasn't only about that case. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need. And I believe it was not only, I know it was historic in California, but I believe actually it may have been one of the first, if not the first in the country, where I pushed for that policy in a Department of Corrections.
Have you thought about how utterly insane that is? Now, if you end up in any penal system, assuming that you got a fair trial, which in 99.9% of the cases you do get a fair trial, you've been prosecuted for committing a crime. And when you commit a crime in this country, you commit that crime against the people, against the taxpayers, against the citizens. That's why criminal cases are styled, you know, the people of the state of Colorado versus, you know, Joe Blow. Because the district attorney, the prosecutors, are acting on behalf of the people. So this individual who commits a crime has violated the criminal code, has gone against the people, maybe murdered someone. And so now they get sentenced, and they get sentenced to, in this case, the California prison system. I do not believe by any imagination that taxpayers then have an obligation to provide them anything other than basic medical care. I mean, we have a constitutional provision against cruel and unusual punishment. So we imprison them. We give them, you know, three hots and a cot, whatever the phrase is, and they serve their time, and we provide basic medical and dental care. And beyond that, no. I don't think there is any obligation whatsoever. But Kamala Harris and those on the left think that somehow there is a right to that. Now, I think that, for example, you got a prisoner, and the prisoner's having a myocardial infarction, a heart attack. Yes, they deserve emergency treatment, because otherwise it would be cruel and unusual punishment. It would be, in essence, imposing the death penalty without ever having been, you know, sentenced to the death penalty. So that's basic medical care. They break a leg. They get, you know, they get stabbed by another prisoner. You don't let them just bleed out. You give them basic care. But when they come to you and say, hey, listen, I've decided I'm identifying as a woman and I'd like my penis removed. No, that's not basic medical care, or vice versa. I don't care which way it goes. Taxpayers do not have an obligation to do that. But step aside from the emotional aspects of that whole issue. Do you know what's really going on here? What's really going on is the idea that the government, which is really you and me, but the government owes something to all of these people. You know what the government really owes us? National defense and the protection of our constitutional liberties. And pretty much beyond that, everything's extraneous. Now, local and state government, they have different obligations. We hire city councilmen or state legislators to build roads and highways for us, or to provide police and fire departments. Those are the basics. Those on the left want to expand beyond belief the role of the government in our lives. And that's a classic example of it. And they want you to feel guilty because you might object to it. I have no guilt in my heart whatsoever saying that I don't think taxpayers owe transgender surgeries for someone who's committed a crime and is now in a penal institution. It's utter insanity. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text me any question or comment. The number on your message app is 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Remember, I read every single one of them. Hang tight. Coming back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start.
Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. And what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. Former President Trump says the numbers for him back in 2020 in the election just didn't add up.
I was told if I got 63 million votes, which is what I got in 2016, you can't lose. Just get 63. I got close to 12 million more votes than that, and we lost, but we didn't lose. And we're never going to let that happen again in this country.
Speaking to a crowd in Arizona this week, the former president confirmed he has no plans for holding another debate with Kamala Harris. Political analyst Matt Continetti says he was shocked when Harris said in Tuesday's debate that there are no active duty U.S. soldiers engaged in conflicts anywhere in the world.
What's going on in Iraq and Syria, where just a couple weeks ago, U.S. Armed Forces actually had a very successful counter-ISIS operation.
And Continetti says the ABC moderators kept the discussion away from foreign affairs to try to help Harris by keeping her from being embarrassed about the Biden-Harris policies when it comes to foreign affairs. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says National Security Advisor John Kirby should apologize for sending an email to staff members this week dismissing veterans concerned about the botched pullout from Afghanistan back in 2021.
That caused the death of 13 Americans, the wounding of others, and the discrediting of American credibility all over the world. But he thinks the only people who might complain about that are people who don't like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And what kind of bubble can he be in?
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. U.S. stocks closed their best week of the year with more gains and climbed to the cusp of their records on Friday. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% of its value and is now just 0.7% below its all-time high. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports that Walgreens has agreed to a big-size settlement all over allegations it submitted false payment claims for medications it never actually delivered to customers.
Walgreens agrees to pay $106 million to settle lawsuits that allege it submitted false payment claims with government health care programs for prescriptions that were never dispensed. The settlement announced Friday resolves lawsuits filed in New Mexico, Texas, and Florida on behalf of three people who had worked in Walgreens Pharmacy. They were filed under a whistleblower provision that lets private parties file a case on behalf of the government and share in the recovery money. Settlement documents say Walgreens cooperated in the investigation and improved its electronic management system. The company also says it refunded all overpayments. I'm Julie Walker.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Britain's government has unveiled details of a new support package for workers who face losing their jobs at the country's biggest steel plant, ahead of what's planned to be a major transition to a greener way of production, something that supporters say will be great for the environment, but critics say will be bad for the economy. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds said workers will be offered improved severance terms and a reskilling package if they choose. He also said the new Labor government will honor a pledge by the previous Conservative government to give Tata Steel $650 million to help ease the transition to the new electric furnace. Tata Steel has said its plan to close its remaining two blast furnaces ahead of switching production to a new electric furnace, which emits less carbon, will potentially lead to the loss of up to 2,800 jobs. Jeremy House reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. A dollar from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I certainly appreciate you tuning in. I know there's other things you could be doing, but you choose to tune in and listen to this, and I really do appreciate it. Let's see, a couple of rules of engagement. Go follow me on social media. X is at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, that's at Michael D. Brown. If you're looking for those, you can go to a website that is michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com, and there where the bio and everything is. You'll find those social media icons, and you can click on those, and you can follow me. But if you just want to do it directly, X, formerly Twitter, is at Michael Brown USA, and Facebook is at Michael D. Brown. Don't forget about texting me. I love the text messages because it kind of gives me a feel for what you guys are thinking. And oftentimes it gives me ideas of things to talk about. And sometimes you point out where I may have been a little wrong on something. No, that rarely happens. But when it does, I actually pay attention to it. So, if immigration and the economy are two of the top topics that voters are concerned about in this year's election, here's what's happened post-debate. According to CNN, and I'm glad it's CNN because, well, that means I'm not using like Fox News. CNN reports that prior to the debate on Tuesday night, that 35% of likely voters thought that Kamala Harris was best to handle the economy. And again, prior to the debate on Tuesday night, 53% thought that Donald Trump was best to handle the economy. CNN is reporting as of Friday that those numbers have changed. What do you think they've done? I find this fascinating because it also kind of indicates that something I want to talk about maybe in this segment is the debate is being perceived differently the further away we get from the hyper-partisanship of Tuesday night. So remember, 35% said Harris to handle the economy, and 53% said Trump pre-debate. Post-debate, CNN reports that their polling of likely voters that Kamala Harris's favorability for handling the economy dropped from 35 to 33%. She lost traction. Trump went from 53% pre-debate to 55% post-debate. You see, this fits in with my theory that as much as I personally believed that the debate was a total disaster for everyone, it also proves my theory that oftentimes, and I tell my morning audience this all the time, that I keep what's called a POS, a pile of stuff. You might call it something else, but a POS. And I'll have stories that I'll sit and I'll put in that pile, but I read them and I think about them and I think, this just isn't quite right yet. It hasn't ripened. It hasn't gelled. It hasn't completely fermented. It hasn't completely boiled up yet. And so I keep setting it aside. And more likely than not, more often than not, after 3 or 4 days, maybe even a week, you'll be like, now I get this story. Or, now the other parts of this story all come out, and we now see the total truth about the story. I think that's happening here. And I think it's happening with the debate. And I'm going to do something I don't normally do, but we're going to go to a competitor, Hugh Hewitt. Hugh Hewitt, on his radio program, points out what I think is a perfect analogy about the post-review of this debate and why we're seeing those CNN numbers that were reported yesterday on Friday about how, the numbers are changing. More people see Donald Trump as best for the economy, and fewer people see Kamala Harris as favorable for the economy, even taking into account those who think Kamala Harris won the debate. You know, in the National Football League, one of the coaches throws the flag, and the play goes under review. So what does Hugh Hewitt say about that?
Well, Studio in North, whether you are listening on WGAN 980, 98.5 in FM and 560 AM in Portland, Maine, or on KTBQ 1170 in San Diego, whether you're up in Washington State or down in the Keys of Florida, wherever you are, my 480 affiliates, or you're watching on the Salem News Channel, listen to this. The officials in the booth have reversed the call on the field about Wednesday night's debate. And my call. I originally said President Trump lost the battle but won the war and probably the election. I believe after a full day of absorbing reactions and studying the debate across the spectrum, Donald Trump won that debate and won the election. And I want to tell you why. As I will say to Larry Kudlow later, first reports are often wrong. It's a cliche in the news, and you hear it a lot. The first reports were not good for Trump. But it then began to sink in how bad the debate moderators had manipulated, how biased ABC Disney was. My new Fox News column this morning is entitled Morning Glory, The Worst Debate in the History of Presidential Debates, and I'll come back to that. But let's not just rely on me or Fox News. Let's start with CNN, cut number 26, David Chalian, and one of the really smart people over at CNN, said this
about the economy here. Who would better handle the economy is what we asked. Going into the debate, before the debate, 37% said Harris, 53% Trump. After the debate, again, margin of error stuff here, but numerically she lost a little ground. 35% said so after the debate that she would better handle the economy. 55% said Trump, and we know that is one of his strongest suits across the polling in this election, and he seemed to hang on to that piece in this debate tonight, according to our poll of debate watchers.
And now, all the polls of debate watchers, that's all first stuff. What really happened all day yesterday was it settled in. ABC and Disney fixed the debate. It was an ambush of Trump. And by the time I got on Kudlow's show yesterday afternoon at 4 p.m., I was pretty certain what had happened. Cut number 20, this is when I joined Larry and Katie Pavlik and the editor of Breitbart at Large. Here, it's cut number 20.
Hugh, your take on any of this?
Well, I want to say kudos on your riff, Larry, because the oldest cliche in news is also true. First reports are usually wrong.
Wow.
And the first reports last night are that, you know, Trump lost, Harris won. Over the course of the day, I have been seeing three things emerge. Trump was okay. Not his best, but he did get in some haymakers. His closing statement was best. And anytime you're focusing on migration, you're winning. Kamala Harris, by contrast, was at her best, and it wasn't very good. And then third, and I think this matters a lot, it was the worst presidential debate in modern history. I do not believe even an independent or even a moderately fair Democrat will conclude other than that was an ambush. And as that settles in, as people study what Alex just referred to, the vice president did not answer one question, nor did ABC, which is owned by Disney, ask one question about China. Not one question. I was thinking of their theme parks, their merchandising.
Yep.
I think about the NBA. I didn't talk about China. Not one question about Iran. They did not bring up our hostage who was executed along with five others in Israel on the 10th. I am so amazed at the unprofessionalism and the deeply disrespectful of America, as Katie mentioned, performance by ABC.
He's absolutely right. He's absolutely correct. And I'll give Hugh Hewitt credit for that. And I'll tell you something else. The president of ABC News is a decades-long friend of Kamala Harris. And in fact, the president of ABC News' husband introduced Doug Emhoff to Kamala Harris. And they're all neighbors. And Hugh's right about China, too. ABC, owned by Disney, doesn't want to talk about China at all. Think about that. It's beginning to gel. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of grain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses spread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-530-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, whichever one you use, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button, and that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program that airs out of Denver, Colorado. Plus, it will get you this weekend program also. So then you'll have all the Michael Brown you need. So we're talking about the debate, but now I want to, we talked in that last segment about why I think the debate is beginning to kind of congeal. It's beginning to kind of, you know, ferment a little bit. And people are beginning to realize that this really was an ambush, that ABC was horrible, and that Kamala Harris didn't answer anything. Now, we have, and by the way, let me just add this. As of this moment that we're broadcasting, Trump has said that he will not do another debate. And I have argue with myself back and forth whether that's the right thing to do or not. But regardless of whether they do another debate or not, I think is immaterial. Because here's what's happened. That debate last Tuesday night was the launching pad. That was it. The countdown went to zero. The rocket has been launched. SpaceX is going up to try to rescue those Boeing astronauts or whatever they're going to do up there while the Boeing workers are on strike. And we're going to get into what I call the hard part of the campaign, and that is the hard driving of really focusing on the swing states that are going to push somebody over 270 in the Electoral College, and they're going to be focusing on now the commercials, the advertisements on television, radio, the stump speeches. It's going to be nonstop campaigning. And so now we're going to start learning, as we should, everything we need to know about Kamala Harris. She's given one single televised interview, and at least as of today, no press conferences since becoming a nominee. And given that the dominant media, the cabal, is always, you know, blocking and tackling and trying to protect her, it's time that I think, and I think the Trump campaign will, start using Kamala Harris's own words. And we're going to start learning what she really believes and what she really stands for.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Jennifer Jacobs at Bloomberg.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Okay, you hold on to it. Ma'am, the U.S. is experiencing record inflation, the worst in 30 years, way beyond expectations. OPEC didn't increase oil production. Can you tell us a little bit about how you would prevent the new spending and your Build Back Better agenda from exacerbating the problem? And also, what else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up, and families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more.
Let me pause it a moment. Do you understand what's going on here? She has no idea how to answer this question because she has no answer to this question. She's just restating what we already know. Nobody needs to tell me or nobody needs to tell you that the cost of things that we buy in the grocery store or at Home Depot or that we, you know, when we go to our favorite restaurant, that it's costing us, and it seems like, you know, 20, 30, 40% more. We know that. So quit reciting what we know and tell us and answer the question from Bloomberg. What are you going to do about it? Now, remember, this is why she's still vice president. This is why she's not the nominee at this point. This soundbite is from, I think, maybe almost a year ago. And she can't answer it then.
And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up. That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources.
Really? So you're telling us, in answer to a question about what are you going to do about these rising prices, that, you know, families have to stretch their resources. They have to stretch their dollars. No feces, Sherlock. We really do. Shazam, this woman is brilliant. This woman is utterly brilliant. I mean, all of you out there who've been trying to figure out what's wrong and why you're coming up short every month at the end of the month and the paycheck's not going as far, well, she's just telling you the price of bread's gone up. So when you go to the grocery store, you have to stretch and you have to pay more. Oh, my God. Now, do you want this woman to be the commander-in-chief? Just, again, as a footnote here, Vladimir Putin is threatening nuclear war if we continue to allow Ukraine to launch missiles into Russian territory. How do you think she's going to handle that? Is she going to go to Vladimir Putin and say to Vladimir Putin, well, I understand you're mad about missiles coming into your country, and we know we're sending missiles into your country. You know, so we know what the problem is. Putin's going to walk all over her. Xi Jinping's going to walk all over her. She gets asked point blank about inflation again, and it's mind-numbing.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Jennifer Jacobs at Bloomberg.
Thanks a lot.
I went forward to this for a little bit. Let's hear something.
It has a direct impact on the quality of life for all people in our country. So it's a big issue, and we take it seriously. And it is a priority, therefore. So we have addressed it in a number of ways. One of the issues that we know is related to this is the supply chain issue that we just discussed. And so on a domestic level, in terms of domestic policy, one of the approaches we have taken is to work with labor unions and to work with municipalities in opening back up and extending the hours of our ports. There are actually three I have in mind, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Savannah.
Wow. That's the answer. Again, no answer whatsoever. You see what's going to happen as we get further into this campaign and closer to November 5? These are the kinds of things that people are going to start hearing about. And so when the economy continues to be the way it is, people are going to vote their pocketbooks. I guarantee you. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
In a world where a violent crime is committed every 24 seconds, it's crucial to be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. That's where the U.S. Concealed Carry Association comes in. Simply owning a gun is not enough, which is why the USCCA provides over 800,000 Americans with the firearms education, hands-on training, and access to self-defense liability insurance they need for when trouble comes. And right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Visit DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide and a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent. Both of these are jam-packed with insider tips on home security, situational awareness, and personal protection strategies that could save your life. Plus, when you visit DefendFamily.com, you'll discover all the benefits of becoming a USCCA member and joining the fastest-growing firearms community in America. Visit DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide and a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent. Go to DefendFamily.com now before this offer ends.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared saunas support weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit Queen of Dragons.com or follow us on X at the queen dragon.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I appreciate you tuning in. I really do. Do me a favor. Go follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, it's at Michael D. Brown. And I would just add that over on Facebook, there's a little private group called Michael Brown Unplugged, where all you goobers that listen to the weekday and the weekend program, you can post memes and you can put things and comments and stuff up there. So you might want to follow me on Facebook, too, at Michael D. Brown. But I'm probably more active, truthfully, on X, formerly Twitter. And that's at Michael Brown USA. So we heard in the last segment about Kamala giving the non-answer about what are you going to do about inflation. Well, she knows that, guess what? You go to the grocery store, you got to stretch the dollar. Well, I thought it would be worth our time and give you some bullets to work with, some ammo. I'll give you some ammo here about some key metrics about the economy. Now, I hate doing numbers on radio, and I'll try to not do as many numbers as I can, which I know I'll probably fail at. But nonetheless, I think this gives you a clear picture of what's truly happening in this economy. So if somebody tells you, hey, my 401k is great because the market is up, the market's awesome, you can respond with any or all of these points. Because they really do give you the big picture. So after the pandemic stimulus and all that money that was thrown in, which is causing all of this inflation, that stimulus showered everybody with cash. And so everybody just went out and partied. And that started this huge boom and the overstuffing of the supply chains. But now that high has worn off, and we're waking up with a massive economic hangover, here's where we really are. She talked in those sound bites earlier about fixing the supply chain problem. Do you know that warehouses right now, like big distribution centers for, say, Costco or Walmart, Home Depot, any of the big box stores, or a distribution center that provides, say, Cisco, that provides foodstuffs to restaurants. Do you know all these warehouses right now are packed to the brim? They're stuffed. You can barely get any more stuff in there. Now, if you understand warehousing, it's really timed so that as a box goes out, a box comes in. As a pallet of something goes out, a pallet comes in. So that they're constantly moving. And that's the sign of a good growing economy. That means that consumers are consuming. It means that, you know, retailers are retailing. It means that all of these things are going on. But when the warehouses get packed to the brim and nothing's moving, that means that, well, nobody's buying, wholesale or retail. Prices are nosediving. I know that sounds good, right? OPEC is... We've got the price of a barrel of oil that is really beginning to collapse, which means that we're going to have cheaper gas prices. And I know that for us individually, that's good. When I go fill up my vehicles, I'd much rather pay, you know, $2.25 a gallon than the $3.90 or whatever I paid in Colorado versus the $4 or $5 that you might be paying in California or New York. Those price drops are not the sign of a good economy. We have transitioned into a period where there is a serious delinquency among debt. Consumers took on a lot of debt when the inflation started to hit. Now, if you look at a chart, say for student loans, that delinquency rate plummeted. Well, why? Because the federal government said, hey, taxpayers, you're going to pay off the debt of all these students that took out all these loans, and so we're going to shift all that to the taxpayers. So their delinquency rate nosedived. Credit card rate? Credit card rates have skyrocketed. It is almost a straight line up. Auto loan delinquencies are beginning to uptick. Mortgage delinquencies are beginning to uptick. So you had a huge uptick back in, say, the couple of years ago because of the pandemic. And then everything kind of evened out. And now we see in the first quarter of 24 that those started to tick back up. And as they tick back up, we begin to realize that's a bad sign for the economy. So we're seeing the consequences of all of this right now. The retail warehouses are full of unsold goods. Demand for shipping has plummeted. You may have heard on a business network, or you may have seen a business story about freight rates are beginning to decline, and they're trying to tell you that's good. No, that's bad. Because demand for shipping has plummeted. There's not as much crap, if you will, coming from China. There's not as much crap coming from Mexico. Oil prices are dropping, and as shipping companies begin to struggle, there's no huge demand. Companies are laying off workers, and the idea of a soft landing, I think that's kind of going away. So here's some examples. Here's an example in the financial industry. Ally Financial, Ally Bank, their shares have plunged. Stocks dropped up to 20%. Why? Because of all these credit challenges, all these delinquencies. Citigroup, their credit losses are rising. Again, consumers are shifting to spending on essentials, leading to increased credit card losses. Payment rates are falling. The CFO of Citigroup said that payment rates have started to come down a bit. That's indicating a financial strain among consumers. Bank of America. Warren Buffett, probably the smartest investor in the history of mankind, continues to sell his holdings in Bank of America. What does that signal? That means Warren Buffett doesn't have confidence in the banking sector. In fact, the CEO of Bank of America, Brian Moynihan, says that the market is absorbing the stock, but the continuous sell-off raises concerns. Well, seriously? Of course it does. Kohl's. I want you to think about Kohl's. That is where a lot of average consumers shop. It's not really the lowest end, and it's not high end. Their stock has fallen 25%. Their CEO says that there's uncertainty in the consumer environment. Well, what does that do? What does that mean? A weakening consumer economy. Walmart, the big giant. They see a shift in shopper demographics. They're benefiting. Walmart's benefiting. Not from lower economic shoppers, but higher income shoppers. They're looking for bargains. Now, when I wrote that sentence down, I thought to myself, that pretty much sums it up. If you're a high-income earner, and before you were pretty price-desensitized, like price to a certain degree, your price elasticity was much greater than a normal American because you've got more disposable income. When those people start shopping at Walmart, because they're seeking bargains, that means that it's across the board. And it indicates that lower income consumers, that they're struggling with affordability. Target's cutting prices. McDonald's has a 1% decline in same store sales. That's the first decline since the fourth quarter of 2020. And the McDonald's CEO acknowledges that diners are finding their prices too high. So we learned this past week the $5 McDonald's meal is going to stick around. Don't tell me the economy is doing good. It's not. And that'll be a significant issue in this election. This will be with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'm coming right back.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from cough,
colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
To the weekend with Michael Brown, and I certainly appreciate it. Remember, text any question or comment to this number, 33103, to start your message with the word Mike or Michael. I read them all the time. And then do me a favor. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I have 17,900 followers on X, formerly Twitter. I just want to get to 18,000. So why don't you guys just do that right now? Come on. And if you do, the check's in the mail. I'll stimulate the economy, and you can just help settle my inner competitiveness. So let's go back to the economy, because we were talking about, you know, Walmart, Target, McDonald's. I haven't mentioned these two. Let me do these two. Wayfair. I don't know. I've never ordered anything off Wayfair, but apparently it's a site that a lot of people, you know, order from. Well, their sales decline, and they say their sales decline are similar to what they saw in the recession of 2008. Well, that's not a good sign. LVMH, the luxury brand, their stock prices are falling. Why? They've downgraded their sales growth from 4% to 3%. Now, that may not seem like a lot, but a business thrives and survives on growth, not declining sales, but increasing sales. And LVMH, in their report to when they did their earnings call, or however they put this particular report out, they pointed to lower consumer demand in this country and in China. Now, the reason I point that out is because if you understand anything about what's going on in the China economy, it sucks. I mean, it totally sucks right now. And so you combine what we appear to be seeing here. You know, let me just pause for a moment. I know this sounds like Debbie Doomsday, Debbie Downer. And I don't mean it to be that way. I mean it to be realistic. I mean that you're not going to hear this anywhere else. People aren't going to tell you the truth because they don't want you to know the truth, because it's an election season and they don't think you can handle the truth. Whereas I've always believed, whenever I would do press conferences as the undersecretary, my press secretary would try to convince me, now you need to kind of soften this a little bit. And I'm like, bullcrap. We need to tell people in the middle of a disaster or in the middle of whatever's going on the absolute truth about what's going on, because we rely on credibility. And they need to look at us and see credibility. Well, I'm trying to do the same thing here. I'm just trying to tell you that when you hear that the economy is great, you know it's not. When they tell you how inflation has down and it's getting close to 2%, well, that's 2% on the 19 or 20%, depending on what particular item you might be looking at. That's just 2% built on all of that over the past 2 years. So something that cost you $40 today is costing you $50 or $60 today. But next month, instead of costing you $65, it'll only cost you $62, and you're supposed to be happy about it. No, tell us the freaking truth. And so that's why I point out this thing about LVMH, because nobody pays attention to the Chinese economy, at least not in the mainstream media. Not, and I don't even think on talk shows they don't talk about it. But the Chinese economy is, I was going to say sputtering. It's worse than sputtering. the Chinese economy has stalled out. Now, if we're stalling out and we have lower consumer demand in this country and China, which everybody looked upon as, oh my gosh, that's the market I want to be in because there's billions of people, and they're having lower consumer demand, that highlights that there are global economic challenges, not just in this country, but worldwide. Nestle, for example, they've downgraded their growth forecast also from 4 to 3%, and their reasoning is slower consumer demand, and again, particularly in the United States and China. Ford, cars, so important to the American economy. CFO John Lawler has expressed concern about rising inventory levels in all of the auto industry, not just his. And sales are weakening. Indicates that production exceeds demand, highlighting the impact of a goods recession, meaning people are buying fewer goods, and they're buying fewer goods because inflation has hit them over here. We haven't recovered from the inflation, so you're still spending more. Even though the rate of inflation has come down, you're still spending more, so you're trying to figure out other places to cut back. We all do that. The wealthy do that. Warren Buffett's doing that by selling his stock in Bank of America. He's trying to get out of that. He's trying to cut his losses. So even the richest, I don't know if he's still the richest person in the world, but if Warren Buffett is cutting back and you and I are cutting back, it's not a good sign. And so when any time somebody tries to tell you, oh, but look at the stock market, my 401k is great, you ought to start planning. And I hope you have a good financial planner that can help you ride through a recession. Because I really think this is what we're facing. Starbucks is facing a slowdown in demand. And that's probably going to impact their upcoming earnings report. So you have all of these, I mean, I've got lists out the wazoo here. But what I think you ought to consider is that the global economy is experiencing a synchronized downturn. And there's evidence of weakening demand in major economies like this one, the most powerful, strongest economy in the world, Europe, China, Japan. They're all seeing a downturn. Nobody wants to face it. Now, the current downturn is a consequence of the supply shock that started back in 2020 with ongoing price pressures and weakened demand. There's mounting fears of recession. Economists and market participants are acknowledging the growing likelihood of a recession. There are even deflationary pressures. There's rising unemployment. We saw that here in this country. And weakened consumer demand. You take all of those things, you add those together, and it shows that not just in this country, but worldwide, economies are beginning to slow down. And when all global economies begin to slow down, it's really hard to avoid a hard landing. So the Federal Reserve will probably step in sometime in the next week or so. They'll cut the Fed rate by at least 25 basis points, maybe even 50, but I doubt that. And people will see that as good news. But really what it indicates, a weak economy. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I so appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget to send me a text message, 33103. Just start it with the word Mike or Michael. I read them all the time. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.